The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I always love when we come in and do the Fat Club. It's one of our most listened to podcasts, really, because people want inspiration, they want advice, and I love giving that to you. But it's even better when we feature someone, their before and after story.
Somebody that we actually know and have known for a very long time.
And today, Queenie is sharing with us how she lost 65 pounds, and she's kept it off for more than 2 years now, and she owns a cake shop.
Yes. I was gonna say, dude, not even like a normal cake shop, like one of the best cake shops, period.
So if she can do it around sweets 24/7, you can do it too. So how did our friend Q literally lose 65 pounds? Listen to the episode now and find out. It can't just be me. It cannot just be me that is having this end of year burnout. And it's not even near the end of the year. Well, we kind of near the end of the year. What can you do to fix this feeling? I'll tell you now. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I've been seeing article after article, whatever show I'm streaming, people are talking about this end of year burnout. And I just feel tired all the time. Like, why am I so tired? Because we go 24/7. Every person on the planet right now is living through a pandemic.
Yeah,
we're
right?
All tired. I felt like
the first half of the year was us trying to figure out if everything's still going to be okay. And then now after that, once we open back up, everyone's just trying to make up all the losses that they had for 2020.
And then the price is going up and everything else. So here's what you got to do. You got to learn
how to live tired. Yep. Just like I do.
No, you don't. Well, you do have to do that. You're right, Automatic. But it's okay to take a nap. It is also okay to say no. There's this huge article about just saying, no, I can't. I can't do that right now.
I like to call myself out on my mistakes, too. I feel like I've been making a lot of mistakes lately and catching myself and be like, okay, you got to.
What kind of mistakes are you making?
Man, bro, y'all remember the bingo story where I told you I bombed that bingo we're hosting, messed that up, and then behind the scenes on some production things, I made a mistake and fixed it before anybody else caught it. But still, I'm like, you know what, Ant? You got to step
back. So in other words, I didn't catch it, and you were like, oh, good, I figured it out before.
Yeah, exactly.
But Anthony said to me when you weren't in the room, he's like, you know what, I'm just tired. I'm going to have to pull back and say no.
Yeah.
And you did it. You got to do that to get your mental right. And there's also another thing you got to do. You got to start thinking about New Year resolutions now. And don't put that kind of pressure on yourself January 1.
Or just don't have one. Just like I do. Every year, I don't have a New Year resolution.
You got to have goals. You got to have goals. All right. If you're feeling a little burnout, don't worry. So is everyone. Take a nap and say no.
If you feel like you're going through life cycles, come on. Just take a break.
Yeah, man. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with America Recycles Day. We're encouraging y'all to recycle, y'all. Save the planet. We need to do it.
I've actually
been getting better at it.
Good.
And we'll go right along next to Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
That's a big one. We need to do that. That's the only place in my house that's never neat is my refrigerator. My mother comes to town and nags me and gets so mad at me.
But then she cleans it and I love it.
I know, but then it only lasts for like a month.
Don't forget.
Dana has some sangria that's been in the refrigerator for I don't even know how long.
It's gone. You didn't even know.
Then what is that other thing that's in that container?
Green tea.
Oh.
That green tea is purple now.
For all my homies living in apartments, don't forget to clean out your refrigerator before you move. All right.
Yeah,
get that deposit back. And we'll wrap it up on National Raisin Bran Cereal Day.
Hey, reminds me of my childhood. I was raised by my Nana, and the one thing we always had was postostis, which is just cornflakes.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to raise and bran.
That's a grandma special because my grandma always had raisin bran.
And as much as I complained, I would just put a bunch of sugar in it because that's all we had. It's the only cereal we had.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Fat Club, we have one of the most inspirational before and after stories. Our girl, Queenie, the cake boss from Q's Cakes is on the line. Queenie, how you feeling, mama?
I'm feeling amazing. Thank you guys for having me.
I know you are feeling amazing because you look an amazing girl. I'm so proud of you. Let's start with the questions.
I was going to say, what's the secret, Queenie?
Well, it's the Fat Club, you know, and honestly, Q, you and I go back. People may not know this, and you probably remember when I was a little bit chubby, and I've gone up and down and fluctuated, but when did you decide you wanted to get healthy?
You know, it was about 2 years ago, being here at the store and just being extremely tired and not having any energy. I was just like, something has got to change. And it wasn't even about the weight. It was just really about getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing that I tell people. The journey to getting to where you want to be actually starts before you pick up the fork or you go to the gym. Mm-hmm. It started mentally for me. I started seeing a therapist, just working through some things. And once I started releasing the weight of negativity, of doubt, of stress, and different things like that, the other weight came off that much easier. Because once I started feeling good about myself internally, I looked at myself in the mirror and like, okay, I want to feel good physically too. And what can I do so that how I feel about myself matches what's in the mirror?
I'm so glad you said it, because I always say that when I was overweight, or for, I don't know about everybody, but I think the majority of people, your outer appearance is a very real reflection of what you're feeling on the inside.
Absolutely.
And I have another question. How did you do it? Because that's the biggest, when people see this before and after.
This is the part where I don't understand, because you're around all those delicious things that
cakes.
You make. All those cakes.
The
and
Oreos
those,
alone
those Oreos
that you
alone
make.
That
yeah.
I could eat like 100 of them.
So how did you do it, and how have you maintained your weight loss for all these years?
In the past, I have done the fad diets mm-hmm. and the supercharged workouts, and I'm going to do, you know, January 1st, I'm going to hit it hard and everything, and gave up. So what I decided to do is to make small changes every week that I could sustain. Week number one, the first thing I'm going to do is add more water. A lot of times when you think you're hungry, you're not, you're thirsty. Mm-hmm. It helps your skin. It helps you feel better. The next week, okay, I'm going to add more fruits and vegetables. Small changes, so it wasn't like I was trying to do all these different things at once and got burnt out. When I eat, I don't count calories. I don't think about this or that. I know what my body needs. And when I have those moments when I indulge, one day, the next day, I'll make up for
it. You're right back on it. That's right. You're right back on it.
Another thing I want to tell people is that you don't have to wait to start, because people always say, well, I'm going to start on Monday. You've made up in your mind that day. Start that day.
There we go.
Thank you. You wait till people see this before and after. And then finally, what's the difference? And I think you kind of alluded to this in the beginning of the conversation. What's the difference in how you feel about yourself today versus when you were at your heaviest?
You know me, like we said before, we've been friends for over 10 years, and I've always had a lot of confidence in myself, so that's never changed. But now my confidence is not just on the physical, it's really about who I am as a person as a whole. Like when I look in the mirror, I don't just see a beautiful person on the outside, I see a beautiful person on the inside. The way that I'm able to show love, to show grace, to be a better person to people, that to me is more important than the physical, because we're all going to get old and we'll, you know, get wrinkles or whatever. But who you are, your character is going to last longer than all those things. And so when I look in the mirror, I see a person that I absolutely love. Like I love everything about me more than I ever have. And it's just an amazing feeling.
I love that you said that. Sometimes when you are feeling something inside that makes you so sad that you fill your body with bad things, that you put things in your body that you know aren't good for you, when you know this is your temple. I tell people, this is the temple that God gave you. You should fill it with beautiful things, with things that are on the earth that provide you with sustenance and nourishment, not things that are going to make you sick and make you feel bad. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy wine every now and then or a hot Cheeto.
But I sure do.
But I know that's right. But you can't live on these things. They're not to sustain you. They don't fill your body. I think they mess with your mental too.
Mm.
I really do. It becomes like an addiction.
Key is really also in changing your thoughts, which change your words, which mm-hmm. change your life. You know, so many people speak so much negativity towards themselves. They say, oh my gosh, I'm fat. Oh, I'm ugly. Guess what? You are exactly what you speak.
That's right.
If you say those things about yourself, you are that. But if you start speaking positivity over yourself, like, okay, I'm not where I want to be right now, but this is where I'm going. I get up every morning, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, okay, Q, you ready to tackle this day? You're gorgeous, you're fabulous, you're fierce, let's go, let's kick butt.
Because if you're not going to speak, you have to speak positivity about yourself before anybody else is going to believe it.
Absolutely.
Queenie, thank you so much.
I just got to look in the mirror every day and say, Otto, you're gorgeous, you're fabulous, and you're fierce.
And you're a Leo like me, so you know it's the truth.
You know you are. Okay, if you want to see Queenie's before and after, and I know you do, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I am tagging her. Follow her for inspiration. She really is the cake boss and one of the most beautiful human beings in my life. I want to thank you for the time, and I know you've inspired a lot of people listening. Q from Q's Cakes, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lil Nas X is going on Maury. Who's pregnant, him or his boyfriend? I'm going to tell y'all right now.
What?
This story and more. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays first.
We got E-40 celebrating today, B.O.B., Carl Anthony Towns, Shailene Woodley, and Jeffree Star.
Okay, so let's start off with Snoop Dogg. You know he may be going broke. Did you see his latest job, DJ Automatic?
How could that man be going broke? He'll endorse anything.
Psych! He was working a drive-thru at Raising Cane's, and this girl that was going through freaked out, put it up on TikTok, and it went went viral, of course. No one knows exactly what he's doing. Maybe he's working for some free Raising Cane's. I don't know. Those tenders are really good.
Mm. Those things are delicious.
But it's another Snoop adventure.
Did you see in my story last week that I was at the grocery store and I finally saw Snoop Dogg wine and sparkling wine? Because it's not a champagne because it's not from Champagne, France. But I did see his rosé sparkling wine.
Yeah, I don't want any. Now let's talk about Cardi B. She's addressing her Afro-Latina roots, and I mean roots. But she's talking about her hair.
All the good things that you put in your body, you gotta put it in your hair. You're not gonna put soda in your hair because, of course, soda's not good for your body, so it's definitely not good for your hair.
I love that she's talking about that. You know, one of the most important and significant things she said, I know she's crazy and all that good stuff, but she said, all hair is good hair. Because if you have curly hair, if you have afro hair, people will automatically say, that's not good hair. That's a lie. You've been told it's a lie. Your hair is beautiful.
I like all that, but I like when she said it this way.
This ain't fucked up hair. You know what I'm saying? This natural hair. Like, this is not nappy hair. Like, the society got us thinking this nappy hair. This is not nappy hair. This is fucking natural, strong hair that could stand under the sun and you could get into a fight and it's still going to be there.
She's so lucky, I swear. All right. Anyway, now we're going to talk about Lil Nas X and his boyfriend going on Maury. No, I'm not kidding.
It's a Maury exclusive. Montero found the love of his life.
Maury, can you bring my man out?
But was shocked to discover Jai was married.
Me and Jai have been together for about a month and a half.
You're a liar.
Okay, apparently his boyfriend is married. I think this is another Lil Nas X troll move.
Let me tell you, this man is hilarious. Lil Nas is the greatest troll. I mean, he put 6ix9ine to shame.
Stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, it's time for all of us to get our spiritual forecast for the week. We have Seer Madi on the line.
Hey,
happy Monday, Mama. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling so good today. Thank you.
I am too.
I hope everyone is too.
Oh, I am feeling good. I don't know why. There feels like there's a sense of relief.
A lot of positive vibes going on.
Yeah, before we get our spiritual forecast for all of us, let's get our personal reading done. So our caller's on the line. Please begin with what's your sign?
Pisces.
Okay, what's your first name?
Feliz.
And give me your date of birth and then begin with your question.
March 9th. My question is about my career and my future. Everything has just kind of been crazy lately with the pandemic and everything else. And I just want to know if I'm on the right path, if things are going to finally work out.
All right, Madi. So what energy are you reading from this particular caller? And how do you feel about her question?
What I feel is a lot of emotion coming from her, like a lot of emotion. And I feel she's a very intuitive person. What I can tell her is that there is a new door that's going to be opening up in her life for her career. It is part of her destiny. And she has to know that the career she's in right now, this was like a stepping stone to get her to that next level, for that next door to open. I do feel that next April and May are going to be very important months for her. And I feel she needs to take this time from here till then to really take deep breaths and relax, because I feel like her emotions sometimes can get the best of her. Again, I'm picking up on those emotions a lot. But prosperity is going to lie ahead, and I feel she will end up being happy with where she's at. It's part of her destiny to move away. I feel she will be moving away from this career.
So interestingly enough, when you were talking about that, I thought about myself and when I first started working. And obviously, I was 15 years old when I had my daughter, so it was just to get by. But every single job I had, I used as a stepping stone for the next. And one thing had nothing to do with the other, but there was a connection. She might be in this field right now she doesn't like, but use that to network and move, girl. Move wherever you need to go. And like you said, when that door opens, go through it. Don't be afraid.
For her, it's going to be a calculated risk for sure. She has to take her emotions out of it and make the smart decision, but she will be making that move.
Sounds great. All right. Ooh. So the rest of us listening, what is our spiritual forecast for the week?
So money is in the air.
Okay. Yes! Make it rain!
A lot of us are in the same position as the caller when it comes to like our career, of us not feeling satisfied with it, and us wanting to increase that abundance, but doing it in a way where it's also joyous for ourselves rather than it being like a burden for ourselves. And I feel that Spirit is saying we need to increase our efforts if we want to achieve those goals. We need to stop worrying about things that are out of our control and start focusing on the things and the steps we need to take to get us to that end goal. I do feel happiness this week is part of the whole picture, which is great. We're balancing ourselves and we're getting straight with our mind, getting our mind right, as they say. And to be honest, I feel that when we get that mind right, it will allow us to get clear on the next step ahead.
Money's in the air. Get your mind right and get that bag, people. Get your bag. All right. Monty, thank you so much. As usual, What's Your Sign is one of my favorite segments all week long. If you'd like a private or a reading here on the radio, hit us up, tapping on the phone lines, or you can hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram with a voice message beginning with your sign, your name, and then ask your question. Or please follow at Illest Divinity on Instagram, and you can get a private reading with Monty. Monty, we love you so much. As usual, you're always honest, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Can't wait to talk to you guys too.
Love you, Mama. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The most popular fast food restaurant in the country, Chick-fil-A, has a secret menu. And I'm going to tell you what's in that secret menu and how to get it right now in food news. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show is Monday. Was good, everyone. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so we're going to begin with YouTube. They're now hiding the dislike counts. Now, you can still dislike the content, whatever video you're watching, but you're not going to know how many other people dislike this video as well.
Oh, that's what's up. That's cool.
But the owner of the YouTube channel will still be able to see how many people hit the thumbs down button.
And their video.
Remember Jenny 69?
Yeah. Had a lot of dislikes.
Well, I know, but still, it doesn't matter. It put her on the map, and no matter whether you love it or hate it, it does go down, I think, as the most disliked corrido of all time. But hey, she's famous for something and makeup too.
Dang, that is. I mean, I guess it's cool because it protects like people's feelings, especially for like young homies who like want to create content. But at the end of the day, that negative algorithm is still like helps you in the overall scheme. So that's interesting.
Jenny 69.
I mean, yeah, yeah. She's famous because of it.
Exactly.
All right, and in food news, Chick-fil-A secret menu has buffalo chicken sandwich, spicy char, which is the grilled version of the spicy chicken sandwich. They have a chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit. That just sounds delicious.
Well, how do you access this secret menu?
I'm telling you. I'm telling what you asked for. You just pull up and say, I want a spicy chicken, egg, and cheese bagel. Does that not sound delicious?
Whoa, eggs?
Oh my, yes.
Yeah, for Chick-fil-A.
And they even have a grilled cheese where they take their famous bun, they grill it in butter, and they put the cheese and pickles and mayonnaise, and people say this secret menu is good.
I thought they were going to have Jesus juice and Rocky Mountain oysters.
No, they don't. I don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound
good. Because of the cows that are in the commercials, the
got
Rocky
Mountain. I think I got it. I don't know. Dude, are the buns really that famous? Oh, no. Interesting. All right.
They're part of the secret menu. I don't know. But I think the Rocky Mountain oysters, you're onto something, DJ Automatic. You're onto something. Google what that is, boys and girls. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Drummer Day.
So shout out to the drummers. Musicians.
Shout out to my man, CQ.
Yeah,
Camilo Quiñones.
All right. And we go right along next to National Raisin Brand Day.
Ooh. Shout out to my Nana.
Yeah,
it reminds me of we had that and Frosted Flakes. Not Frosted. We didn't have Frosted, just plain old cornflakes.
Raisin Bran has been around since 1925, and today is still among the top 10 cereals in America.
Because your grandma loves it. Don't lie.
We'll wrap it up on National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Which doesn't get done enough in my house. I pride myself on having probably one of the cleanest houses you'll ever enter, minus my refrigerator. I just don't clean it out as often as I should. One time I actually found something in a tub. I don't even know what it was. It was fuzzy and it was green and it was so bad I just decided to not even wash the tub. I just threw it away.
I'm going to push back on something you said.
Uh-oh.
You said cleanest houses of all time.
Oh, this is clean.
Your
house is our house.
Clean, but your mom's house is like 10
times. If you didn't live with me, it'd be the most spotless house ever.
You're not habitating her mom's house.
Exactly. That's why. If you weren't there, it'd be a lot cleaner.
Well, if her mom was in our house, it would be the cleanest house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, look, it's November 15th. Don't we all love payday? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Music Fact Time with DJ Automatic. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic, take it away.
Today, I want to start Music Facts by saying rest in peace to Lil Peep and DJ Screw. And I also want to say is we all have our own vices.
Right.
Just let's do them in moderation. All right, guys?
Everything in moderation, please.
All right. Today is also E-40's birthday. Shout out to that Bay Area legend right there.
How many words just has E40 created slang that people use every day. I was watching HSN, Home Shopping Network, and somebody said hella.
Oh, shizzle?
No, they said hella. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's the babe.
Hella, Gouda, slap. Yeah. Then the infamous beef. The infamous beef between him and Lil Yachty about the term broccoli. So, I don't know. Fun
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, because he had a song that said broccoli like 20 years ago,
way
right?
Way back in the day, yeah.
Yachty wasn't even born yet. All right, where to next?
1986, when the Beastie Boys released their debut album, License It Ill. Brass monkey.
Classic. I love the Beastie Boys. Still slaps today. Still goes off today. One of my favorite hip-hop groups of all time.
I see you using that E40 language right there. All right, the album sold 10 million copies, got 5 mics in The Source, and it's considered a top 100 hip-hop album of all time.
And for those of you who don't know what The Source is, way back when, we used to read these things called magazines. And that was a really big deal.
Next, we're going to go to 1994 when Method Man releases his debut album, Tical. And I got mad love to give.
Method Man. I mean, not only hip-hop artist, actor.
So Meth was actually the first artist from Wu-Tang to release a solo album after 36 Chambers. It went platinum, and I consider it one of the best hip-hop albums of all time, and a lot of other people do too.
Let's be honest. Method Man was the front man. For that whole
Well, I mean, whoa. RZA and GZA were the people that came up with the Wu-Tang, but he became the face of the Wu-Tang.
Was he the Beyonce of the group?
He was the Quavo of the group, I believe.
You think Quavo's bigger than Offset?
Yeah, for sure.
No way.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Hey!
All right, well, there's music facts. Maybe we got something we can debate. It's the Dana Cortez Show Music Facts every Monday through Friday at this time. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's easy to gain weight during the holiday season. So we're not going to try to encourage you or motivate you to lose weight. What we're going to do is help you maintain your current weight during the holiday season. All right, let's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show was a Fat Club segment, which we do every Monday.
Super inspirational.
Yeah,
Q gave us a story on how to lose weight.
Shout out to the homegirl, lost 65 plus pounds. And automatic, did I get that right? She's a baker?
Yeah, she has a cake store. And her cakes are amazing.
How could you lose weight if you freaking work at a cake store?
And your cakes are amazing.
That is crazy. There's no way I can have cake in front of my face all day and not eat it.
For Christmas, she always gives me like a big box of these like Oreos that she makes that are like her own little special.
Dude. And I've been friends with you for a long time, dude. Never got a box of those Oreos. All right, listen. So it's holiday season. Thanksgiving's around here. You know what I'm saying? You got Christmas coming up. You got holiday hams. You got stuffing, all that great stuff, all the great food this time of the year.
We're not going to teach you how to lose weight. We're just going to teach you how to just maintain.
Dude, first thing is you got to step on the scale. Don't be afraid of that thing.
Ooh, I haven't done that in a while.
Come on, dude.
I haven't done it in a while.
You didn't think I was going to start with that one, did you?
Yeah.
Step on the scale so you get a baseline where you're at, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Can't get any worse than that.
Number two, limit the alcohol because it all comes with sugar.
Yeah.
All right? We always do that every year. Somebody's always like, well, if you drink more wine or this and that.
No, alcohol makes you fat.
Nah, it'll make you fat, bro. Okay.
And really quick.
And I usually like to drink my carbs. I do.
Yeah.
But during the holiday season, I like to, you know, I like my carbs, you know, in the meal. All right. And I'm going to leave you this one right here, too. Final third tip on how to maintain your weight. Make sure you get the right sleep.
Oh,
make
sure you get the right amount of Z's.
You know what I'm saying? Enjoy that good Thanksgiving nap. When you take that Thanksgiving nap and you wake up for your second meal, go back to sleep again.
You know what? I got my DJ Automatic 3 that I follow by.
Okay, dude, here's your weight. Because if there's one thing that you're good at, is maintaining your weight. It's not okay. Losing any weight.
Not losing all, weight, dude. But I just don't get any fatter.
Yeah, there it is. Dude, you're really good at that. So drop them on as automatic.
Okay, here are my three things to live by during the holiday season. Stop eating crap. There's a lot of crap that's available.
Stop eating crap.
Yeah,
right.
This is me when I tell myself. My next thing I tell myself, stop eating late. I get those late night munchies.
Stop eating late. And the holiday leftovers, like the holiday midnight food.
Oh, you take a little Uncle Buck and then those, the munchies kick in. Don't do it.
Making hella turkey sandwiches.
Eating after 8 o'clock is a bad idea. And the last one, and I always have to tell myself this one, is run, fat boy, run.
Oh!
Because if I don't run, I gain weight.
Run, walk, do something, get active,
you
got to
do something. You got to be active.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Let's talk about what Sirimati had to say about the spiritual forecast for the week. It's interesting because there had been something on my mind weighing very heavy on my body, on my soul, on my mental. And I finally, I just let it go. let it go. And I have been so happy and fun and laughing and just saying, you know what? I cannot control everything. You got to let it go. I've just been a better person.
We're having revelations right here.
Oh, I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even kidding you because I am the type of person that when I focus and I concentrate on something.
She can't think about anything else.
I can't think about anything else and because I'm giving it 100%, right? I really want, but hey, life's good.
Yeah.
Life's good right now. I got to embrace sometimes you just have to enjoy where you are so that what's coming can naturally bring itself to you.
Yeah, part of the gift is the journey.
Oh, it is. And sometimes I think like I work so hard that I don't even think about, and I didn't even tell you this automatic, but I had like a little breakdown in the bathroom. I started thinking about how I started with nothing, with literally nothing. And now I have food.
There you go, dude.
It's a great thing. All right. More,
you got a little more than food.
Well, you know what I mean though. Yeah.
Well,
you know?
That's enough food to break down something else in the bathroom. I have a lot of bowel breakdowns.
I was in the bathroom for a long time. Okay.
Oh, that time. I know what you're talking about now.
All right, more of the podcast now.